Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Here's what's making headlines today. Ultragenyx is facing a major setback in Angelman syndrome. The company's apazunersen failed to meet the primary endpoint in the Phase 3 ASPIRE study, which evaluated the antisense oligonucleotide in children and adolescents with the rare neurodevelopmental disorder. The trial also missed a key secondary endpoint. The result is a significant blow to a program that had been an important part of Ultragenyx's pipeline. uniQure is moving AMT-130 into the regulatory review process for Huntington's disease. The company submitted a biologics license application to the FDA seeking accelerated approval for ifezuntirgena inilparvovec, formerly known as AMT-130. uniQure also submitted a marketing authorization application to the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. The filings mark a major step for the investigational gene therapy, which is designed to address the underlying disease process in Huntington's disease. And Hutchmed has struck a deal with GSK for its CRAS EGFR therapy HMPLA-830. The agreement gives GSK rights outside Greater China and includes a $110 million upfront payment and up to $1.185 billion in additional development, regulatory, and commercial milestones. Hutchmed will lead the global Phase 1 program, while GSK will take over subsequent development and commercialization outside the retained territories. That's the BioPharm Brief for today. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.